And now, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, let's open up the mics. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yes, I am. And we're all here, huddled around the fire pit in the lavish yet understated studios of KQNA. And I'll tell you what, it's Valentine's Day, and it's also the 117th anniversary of the statehood for Arizona. So lots of nice warm feelings going on out there. So what we have today is kind of a three-parter. We're going to talk to, our friends over in Cottonwood. We should be hearing from Casey Rooney pretty soon. Then we're going to talk to Jeff Knox, who's going to tell us about a rally that's going on in Phoenix tomorrow. It's called Riders USA, and it's to celebrate and protect the Second Amendment. He'll be calling in from Phoenix. And then, all things being equal, we will be warmed up with the presence of Mary Dillinger from the Prescott Veterans Administration, the Northern Arizona VA Hospital. Lots of good things going on there, too. So we will take a break and be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable. KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, Dewey Humboldt Mayor, and around the world on KQNA.com.
Arizona Beer Week is here. Join Prescott Brewing Company and Arizona craft breweries all over the state February 7th through the 16th for this big 10-day celebration. Enjoy our classic pub burger and a pint for the special price of only $11.99. So basically, your pint is free for these 10 days. Or enjoy a snack off our Pub Bite menu for only $5.99. See ArizonaBeerWeek.com for more info. And we'll see you at Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Singing in the rain. What a day it is, and a good one, I hope, for all of you out there. We are now going to make a very strong effort to send things over to my buddy, Casey Rooney in Cottonwood. Hello.
Hello.
There you go.
Chuck.
Howdy.
Hi. Are you having a good day?
I'm having a great day. It's going to get better with the Valentine's dinner, and we're celebrating Arizona's statehood today, too.
Oh, that's right. We are. Hey, is it raining over there?
Just a tad.
Yeah. It's been raining all day over here in Cottonwood.
Yes, sir. I got my bumper chute. I'm ready to go.
Good.
Who you got for us today, my friend?
Well, we're here to talk about the Better Business Bureau. So I have Marilyn Huffman with me today, and yeah, we're going to talk about the Better Business Bureau. I think it's a good topic to talk about on this rainy day.
Hello.
Hi, Marilyn. How you doing? I'm so glad you're with me today.
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Well, you know, so you are with the Better Business Bureau. Your office is, are you out of your home, or do you have an office over in Prescott, or where are you located?
We do. We have an office in Prescott, mm-hmm. 213 Grove Avenue, and I cover pretty much all of central and northeastern Arizona.
Ah, so Grove Avenue, that must be downtown Prescott?
It is, right across the street from Prescott College.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to have to come down there and check it out sometime. We'll do a program from your office sometime.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, hey, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Happy Arizona Became a State Day.
That too, yes. A lot of good things happening today. Well, I just want to welcome you. Do you have any Valentine's Day plans besides being here with me in Cottonwood?
You know, I don't. I did a hike earlier today in the rain, but other than that, just going home and relaxing.
Well, that's good. I hope to do the same thing. Marilyn, tell me what your role is with Better Business Bureau, and tell me a little bit about Better Business Bureau. What is it for our listeners that don't have a clue what that is?
Okay. So I'm the regional director for the Better Business Bureau representing Northern Arizona. We have our main campus in Phoenix, and we're now called the BBB serving the Pacific Southwest. We recently merged with the BBB in San Diego County, Orange County, and Imperial County in California.
Wow.
So that is why we
Those are pretty major metropolitan areas, aren't they?
Absolutely. They certainly are. So we are now one of the largest BBBs in the system.
Yeah.
And my role for the BBB and the other regional directors who are out there in their areas is to educate consumers and businesses alike on the roles that they play in creating a healthy and ethical marketplace. So
protecting themselves.
Correct. And consumers, they're not always right. They do have a responsibility. We as consumers have a responsibility just as much as businesses have a responsibility to do their best to be ethical, do the right thing, and provide good service and products to their customers. So it's a fun thing that I get to do. I love it. We have some great programs out there. We currently have the BBB Ethical Athlete Scholarship Program. I've had three winners in Northern Arizona, one in Prescott and two in Cottonwood. And I was able to travel to Mingus Union High, and present those awards last year. It's a privilege to be able to help students pursue their dreams. So I love the programs that we offer. It's all education at no cost, and it is what BBB is there to do, to try and serve the marketplace and support our community businesses.
So you gave some awards to people over here in Cottonwood at the high school?
I did, yes, last year. There were two students, both of them were girls. We give scholarships once a month, one to a boy, one to a girl, and it's $1,000, and we do it throughout the school year, and these are ethical athletes that are nominated by coaches. I've had one nominated by a grandparent, parents, fellow students, for doing the right thing, basically.
So these are scholarships that they can use in college?
Correct, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to apply for one of those. Sounds like
you
a good program.
Did.
Sounds like you're very generous, and that's a good thing.
We do. We partner with a company called Isogenics, which is all about health, and they work with BBB together to support these students and to help them pursue their dreams.
Wow. Well, how long have you been involved with Big Brother or Big Brothers? BBB, how long have you been involved?
It has been, for me, a little over 7 years now. So it was 7 years this past November.
And you've been in Prescott? Have you been in Prescott this whole time?
No, I have not. I started at our main campus in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, after working there for about 3.5 years, I did operations and worked specifically with mediating between businesses and consumers to find a resolution if there was an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Most people think that that's the main thing that we do, but that's like less than 10% of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So when the opportunity arose, I moved to our business relations department,
mm-hmm.
where I was able to work one-on-one with businesses and help mm-hmm. them know the benefits that they could have with the Better Business Bureau, mm-hmm. help them through any issues, kind of guide them, direct them. If they needed education, you know, sending them to the right people. There's a lot of great nonprofits out there that help businesses, but people don't always know where to go. So
that's
we're
true.
Definitely a resource center for that. And
yeah.
then when they came to me and said, are you interested in going to Prescott? They already knew I was. I had expressed
yeah.
it a few months before that. And I said, yes, when do you need me? And it was actually in about 2 weeks they needed me to
wow.
pick
that
up and
quick.
Move. And so I picked up and moved and called Mike, my other half, later and mm-hmm. said, I hope you don't mind, I just accepted a job in Prescott. But we've been talking about moving up north and making that transition for a long time, so it was perfect, and I love
well,
it
you know,
here.
Prescott's not a bad place. I mean, Cottonwood's a great place, too, but this whole,
absolutely.
You know, Yavapai County is a good place to be. We're kind of winding down on the first segment of our program today, but I do want, you know, when we come back, I do want to talk about PWG.
Yes, and, I would love to talk about that.
We still have 1 minute, so let's talk a little bit about it. What is PWG, and what's your association with that?
Sure. I had the privilege of attending a luncheon. PWG is the Professional Women's Group of Northern Arizona, and they are located here in Cottonwood. And I heard about them through a friend. I actually was doing one of my presentations in Cottonwood, and there was a lady there who I was friends with, acquaintances with, and she said, you should go. And this was about 3.5 years ago, and I attended a lunch, and as they say, the rest is history, but it's an amazing group of business women, and like I said, a few brave men. Who
I was one of those brave men that showed up, too.
You were, and you survived,
yeah.
See? It's all
huh?
good things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've been to a couple of those meetings, and I'm a sponsor. So, you know, it's a good organization. There's very few men, but there's a lot of women, and they're real gung-ho and smart business people. So I thought it was a great meeting.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a little break here, Marilyn. So if you can hang in here with me,
sure.
We'll come back to KQNA, Arizona's Hometown Radio Group. We'll be right back.
And thank you very much. We will take a short time out here on Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5, Prescott Valley, Dewey Humboldt, Mayor, Quartus Junction, and Cottonwood, and on the web at KQNA.com. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Go.
Celebrate a Valentine's weekend at Cliff Castle Casino. Kick off the fun on Valentine's Day with a romantic dinner at Storytellers featuring a special menu prepared by Chef Andre DeLuca. Then dance to the music of Sammy Davis and the Dragonfly Nightclub. The fun continues all weekend with an extended Storytellers special menu, drink specials, live music, and the chance to win cash with hot seats through Sunday and a $5,000 cash drawing Sunday night. It's a Valentine's you won't forget at Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yes, I am doing my best Gary Owens impersonation here, for those who might remember that. And I'll turn things back over to the Economic Development Director for the town, City of Cottonwood.
City of Cottonwood. Well, thank you, Chuck. I always enjoy talking to you, and you do a great job of introducing me. Thank you very much. So we have with us today Marilyn Huffman from the Better Business Bureau. Her office is in Prescott, but she covers a whole lot of area. She's over with me in Cottonwood today. And refresh my memory, Marilyn, what is your area that you're covering?
Sure. Yavapai, Coconino, Apache, and Navajo County.
Wow, that's a lot of area.
It is a lot of area.
That's a lot of geography.
Keeps me on my toes. I mean,
you're all over the place. I hope you have an efficient automobile.
I believe I do, yes.
Good. Well, we were talking about PWG, which is Professional Women's Group. And, tell us a little bit more about that and how that relates to the Better Business Bureau.
Sure. So the Professional Women's Group is a nonprofit here in the area that supports businesses, and they do so through education, which is a lot like what the BBB does, and nonprofits should support other nonprofits. And that is what we want to be seen as doing, as helping and supporting those types of groups that are giving back to their local communities. We are comprised, let's face it, of small businesses, and those small businesses need our support, and our communities need them. So it's a two-way street that can be very beneficial. And PWG, they offer quarterly luncheons that are really fun. They're just, if you want to come and have a good time, enjoy great food, possibly win fun prizes.
Yeah.
It's just all over. As you witnessed at the last one, we have a good time. We know how to laugh. We know how to support one another. You can network. You can seek counsel if you need help with something. You know, there's a lot of expertise sitting in that one room. So it's definitely worth it. And then we also, on the months that we're not offering luncheons, so for example, coming up in February, we have the Three Kings Casbar here in Cottonwood. They are hosting us. They're opening their doors after hours, which is awesome. Just goes to show how much the community comes together and supports each other. We're going to be going there from 5:30 to 7:30 on Tuesday, February 26th. and having a just a great time to network, to talk, to hang out. You can purchase food and beverages. Hopefully everyone will leave with a prize. It's just a great time and a great way to connect and, you know, really get plugged in to your community. Honestly, you only get what you give. So it's something
you know,
really,
that
really
Three Kings Casbar is a wonderful restaurant bar, and I would encourage our listeners in Prescott Valley, all over the place, to come over and check that out. It's a really nice place. And, you know, I'm wondering, are there professional women's groups all over the state or all over the country? I mean, what, or is this unique?
There are professional women's groups available in different areas of the country. This is one of the best that I have witnessed in northern Arizona. I'm sure that there are other groups out there. This specific group, they give back every year by offering a scholarship, just like the BBB does, to people who are in need of help going to school. There is no age limit for the one that the PWG offers. So I shouldn't say there's no age limit, but as far as you know, like from the BBB, you have to be in high school. For this, it's just women. We want to help support women and inspire women. You can visit the webpage, pwgaz.org, and find out exactly everything that they do and what they offer. But
yeah,
it's worth looking into. It's worth getting involved in your community.
Yeah. Well, I know the city of Cottonwood is a sponsor, and that's how I got to go, you know, and I think it's a wonderful organization. I admire you for, you know, you were there the last time I was there, and you did a great job with your presentation. You know,
thank
I want to kind of touch on a couple other things, like tips and things like that. We were talking before we came in about an online dating fraud. Tell me a little bit about that. What? How does BBB get involved in that? What? You know, tell me a little bit about that.
Sure, absolutely. So the BBB just released an online romance scam fraud type information, basically to let people know, to let the public know, and to warn them about this situation. It is now the largest or most reported fraud in the U.S., and I should say internationally. We work with the FBI, the BBB does, to come together and gather this information and be able to spread help to people so that we can hopefully prevent. It's all about prevention. So hopefully we can help people avoid being taken advantage of. But what this comes down to is a phrase that I've become familiar with in just the last couple of years, and it's called money mules. Mm-hmm. And so these people are going online, usually through social media sites, to entice people. So if you are lonely, if you are looking for love, you want to meet that special someone, there's all these different dating websites that are out there, and unfortunately there are a lot of people out there who know how to create fake Facebook profiles, fake profiles on these professional dating sites like Match.com is one that they do a really good job trying to vet people, just like the job sites. But, you know, it's nothing is perfect. So you, as the consumer, need to be aware of different things and what to look for. Otherwise, you could find yourself in the position of this lady, Denise, out of Missouri. She was actually arrested while traveling in Australia. The customs officials found more than a kilogram of cocaine in her high heels and in her makeup. She had been involved in an internet romance but had never met the person, and she was smuggling drugs for them without realizing it. He was sending her these gifts, and she would take them traveling as you would when you're going to Australia with your friends and you want to dress up for the night. Of course you're going to bring your heels. So there was drug smuggling that was going on that she wasn't even aware of.
There are
young people who fall for this. You know, they're looking for someone to have a relationship with, someone to be meaningful with, and, you know, they fall for this, and sometimes they can be blackmailed easily.
Wow.
Because maybe they share things with this love interest that they should not share with someone that they've never met. So there's so many different ways that people out there can be involved in something that they're not aware of, and you can get in trouble. You can be prosecuted, especially if it has to do with some kind of, you know, money smuggling, drug smuggling, shipping things overseas to other countries. just without even realizing it, that you're doing something illegal, you can be involved.
Well, you know, one thing that's driving me crazy right now, I'm not too into, you know, dating and all that stuff. I'm happily married. But, you know, there's other things. Like, I get probably 3 or 4 phone calls a day that I don't want. And, you know, they get me on the, they call, I pick up the phone, I try to act real professional, and, you know, mention that I'm, you know, from the city of Cottonwood, and who I am. And then I realize that it's a scam, and I just hang up. But what's the deal with that? I mean, do you hear a lot about that kind of stuff happening?
We do. We get a lot of people reporting numbers, so they'll come home and they'll have a message from someone urgently telling them that they have to give them a call or they're going to be arrested. It's usually always a scare tactic of some kind. They're usually threatening, and sometimes not. Sometimes they're enticing by saying you've won a whole bunch of money and you need to give us a call at this number. So we have people report that kind of stuff all the time. You are correct. It is a scam.
I don't give those people the time of day. As soon as I figure out what's going on, I just immediately hang up.
Hang up.
I suppose that's the right thing to do, right? I bet if I'm getting these phone calls, there must be a lot of other people getting these phone calls.
Absolutely. And I always tell people, you are the one in charge. It is your front door. You do not have to answer it. I don't care if your TV's on really loud and everyone knows that you're home. You still have the right to not answer that front door, just as you have the right to hang up that phone or not answer the phone in the first place.
Well, but what
you
I
don't
want
recognize
to know
the
is
number, don't answer.
I'm at a business. I have to answer my phone. And I'm just trying to figure out how I can, you know, find a way that I can, you know that this is a scam before I ever pick up the phone, or how I can eliminate this stuff. If I'm having this problem, other people are having the problem too.
Mm-hmm.
Any recommendations?
Sure. There are certain ways that you can block numbers. I would say the number one thing, honestly, that I tell people is to not answer the phone. If you have some form of caller ID and you're able to recognize that, you can make sure that that phone number, you know that the phone number is someone that you know or someone that you don't know. When you're at your place of business, that could be a little trickier to not answer the phone if you don't recognize the number.
Yeah.
But that is the number one way to get them to stop calling, is to basically make the number inactive by not answering your phone.
Okay, I'm going to have to figure that out. But Marilyn, we're kind of running out of time here. Can you give me your contact information? Give our guests your contact information so they can reach you if they've got an issue.
Absolutely. You can go online to our website, bbb.org, or you can give our office a call at 928-772-3410.
Well, I hope that, you don't get a whole lot of phone calls. But I have a feeling you probably have a busy phone line.
We do, and I tell people, if you don't know where to start, start with us. We will try to get you to the right people to help.
Yeah, well, that's great. Marilyn, I really appreciate you spending some time with me today with the Arizona Hometown Radio Group. I do this every couple weeks, do the talk of the town, and you've been a wonderful guest. I appreciate the time you've spent with me, and I hope our listeners learn something today by talking to you, and reach out to Marilyn Huffman. She's a wonderful lady and with a lot of information. So, Marilyn, thank you so much for joining me today.
And, my pleasure.
Hope to talk to you again. Give our listeners your telephone number one more time.
Sure, 928-772-3410.
Thank you, Marilyn, from Arizona's Hometown Radio Group. We're going to call it quits for today and pass it back to Chuck, and he's going to carry on from now on. So thank you very much, Marilyn. Have a
You're
great
welcome.
Day.
Thank you. You too.
Uh-huh. Bye.
And thank
Bye.
You, Casey. Marilyn, it was enjoyable, and I think that listeners got quite a bit of goodness out of that, because the BBB is a very important part of our lifetime, our lifestyle. So there you go. Casey, see you in a couple of weeks. That's going to wrap things up for this first half of the Talk of the Quad City. We'll be back with more right after we check with the latest news on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott Valley, 95.5, and in Cottonwood, and in Chino Valley, KQ&A.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Parshawa Wood, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Brown Bag Burger, Cowboy Country Antiques, and David Goldstein, Sherrick Insurance.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Coyotes host the St. Louis Blues, live Thursday night at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, by 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Phoenix police are asking for the public's help in trying to find information on the suspects involved in a shooting Tuesday night that killed 16-year-old Mohammed Shah bin Salim. Sergeant Tommy Thompson says the victim was in a vehicle.
As the light changed and they turned, they heard a pop. And the driver thought that something had happened to his tire, but it wasn't too long until he realized that the rear window of his car had been shot. By all indications, Mohammed was a wonderful man. I actually had the occasion to speak to a former teacher of his, who said that he was just a model individual to have in class.
The driver noticed Salim had been shot, and he pulled into a local business to call for help. Salim was transported to a local hospital, where he died Wednesday night. Rainy, windy, and cold with a flash flood watch through Friday across your KQ&A weather map. Chilling after bedtime to a mostly cloudy and windy 35. Blowing in showers, some could be heavy, tonight and Friday night. Returning as light snow showers Sunday and Monday with a 20% chance for more Saturday. Highs Friday of 49, Saturday 43. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt with President's Day highs only in the upper 30s. With light snow showers. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, breezy showers continue, waking up to a pre-dawn low near 43 with that flash flood watch. Highs Friday near 59 with nighttime rain. Saturday a windy 53. Monday's high only 44 with light snow showers. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable with Chuck Roberts, continues on KQ&A.
Arizona Beer Week is here. Join Prescott Brewing Company and Arizona craft breweries all over the state February 7th through the 16th for this big 10-day celebration. Enjoy our classic pub burger and a pint for the special price of only $11.99. So basically, your pint is free for these 10 days. Or enjoy a snack off our Pub Bite menu for only $5.99. See ArizonaBeerWeek.com for more info. And we'll see you at Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yes, yes, I am, as a matter of fact. And sitting here, I think we've got our buddy Jeff down in Phoenix who's going to give us a call. His name's Jeff Knox. Jeff, are you there?
I'm here, Chuck. How
good,
are you?
Good to hear from you. It's kind of a strange day as far as the weather goes, but we have a special event going on. You have a special event going on this Saturday at the state capitol, and I think it's presented by Riders USA. So I would ask you to take a minute or two and tell us all about this special event.
Well, it's a rally down on the capitol grounds. It starts at 12 noon. You can get there a little bit early. I believe the riders are doing a ride in conjunction with this and will stream in. But we're focused on the Second Amendment and how important the Second Amendment is, your and my right to bear arms. And so we'll be down there with a large crowd of people to express our thoughts on the Second Amendment and how important it is to protect it and defend it. And we'll just be having a great time.
Jeff, the topic that there's like a dozen speakers practically. Your topic is why parents should care about the Second Amendment. So give us a kind of a synopsis of what you'll be talking about.
Well, it really boils down to, if you read the preamble to the United States Constitution, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty for ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America. Posterity is those who come, those generations who come after us. And it is critical that our children, our grandchildren, understand the great beauty and power of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. You know, the Bible tells us to raise up your children in the ways of righteousness, and they'll never depart from it. And we have been doing a poor job of informing our children and grandchildren about these magnificent documents that our nation is founded on. And we have to do a better job of that by teaching them about the founding, by teaching them about the goals that these guys set for us 200 and some years ago. And that's really my main thrust for Saturday.
Jeff, one of the things that we in the business see a lot of is a lot of attacks on the Second Amendment on various aspects, but in particular on the gun rights. And there are some people in office who want to take away our handguns, let us own weapons. In some states, they want you to tell people where you live so they know where those guns are. How does that fit into your lifestyle?
Well, frankly, I oppose all of it. I think that the Second Amendment is very clear, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. There's not much wiggle room in that. And I believe that there's really good reason, multiple reasons, why they included that. They mentioned specifically the security of the state with the militia, but that's a preface. It's it's not the reason, it's a reason, not the reason for the Second Amendment. And here in the United States, over the last 30 years, our violent crime rate has been going down dramatically. Murder is down. Accidents, unintentional shootings have gone down dramatically as the number of guns in circulation and the number of people holding those guns has been going up dramatically, and our laws have gotten more relaxed in regards to firearms since the 90s. So, I mean, here in Arizona, you have the right to carry a firearm on your person, concealed or openly, without any need for a government permission slip, and we're not killing each other in the streets. It's not a gun problem. The problems that we face are people problems, and restricting the good guys does not impact the bad guys, and that's what we need to get through to these politicians.
You know, this is a sad anniversary of a mass shooting at a high school.
Absolutely, yeah, and Parkland, Florida.
And one of the things that you've said that I think resonates is the fact that the gun didn't do it. It was a person who did not understand, was not whatever family problems that that person had, those people have. It's not
the, it was a sick, demented person who wasn't right in his head. And the really, really tragic thing about what happened in Parkland, Florida was that this guy practically screamed out for help.
Yeah.
And nobody stepped up.
Nobody heard him.
They passed him through the system. They ignored the problems, the criminal problems that he exhibited. They ignored those and they let him continue on. And he finally, you know, screamed out in a terrible, terrible way, and that was the end result. It was a failing on many, many levels of the system.
But it was not the weapon.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. The Columbine tragedy occurred during the assault weapons ban, and still these young guys who were too young to buy firearms on their own managed to get firearms, built bombs. If they hadn't been able to get firearms, they probably would have spent a little bit more time perfecting their bombs that didn't work. But they relied on firearms, and it was a terrible tragedy. But these things are aberrations that are committed by aberrant people. It's not the fault of the 100 and some million gun owners that own, I believe, somewhere in the neighborhood of about 600 million guns in circulation in the United States today. They're not going away, and putting these rules and restrictions and obligations on me and you who aren't going to abuse our rights is not solving the problem, and it's not even addressing the problem.
Yeah, the old saw was, if you outlaw guns, only outlaws will have guns. And I wanted to quickly mention the fact that you have several women that are on a guest speaker list. One of them, Marissa Hamilton, who is a gun rights advocate and a survivor of sexual abuse, and Carrie Lightfoot, who is going to talk about the well-armed woman. So we're not just talking about the male population of the United States here.
No, absolutely not. And for some reason, this whole idea that the Second Amendment only applies to old white guys like me is absolutely untrue. The whole Constitution is focused on individual liberty. Our framers focused on the smallest minority, the individual, but the Second Amendment, the Bill of Rights, is for everyone, and it is particularly for the minorities, those people who might be oppressed. Women in general are, you know, it's impolitic to say it these days, but the weaker sex, they don't have the muscular strength, for the most part, that men do, and men are able to abuse and dominate them with bare hands. as they used to say, Sam Colt was the great equalizer. A woman with a gun in her hand is not a victim. A homosexual with a gun in their hand is not a victim. A black man with a gun in his hand is not a victim. This type of oppression can't occur when people have the ability to stand up and defend themselves. And that's what the Bill of Rights is all about.
All right, we're going to run out of time. Before I got to quickly remind people, I ask you to remind people about this this group that's getting together. This is going to be an interesting afternoon this Saturday. Tell us just the who, what, when, where, and how.
Saturday from 12 noon to about 2 o'clock. There's going to be booths. It's going to be fun. Bring the whole family. It should be a great day. We're going to celebrate the Second Amendment and the right to keep bear arms.
How much does it cost to get in?
Oh, it's absolutely free. There's no charge whatsoever. And you can also take the time to reach out to your elected officials while you're downtown. We encourage you to do that. People who want more information about me can find me at firearmscoalition.org. It's just firearmscoalition, one word, .org. And hope to see everybody out on Saturday from noon to 2.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks so much. We're going to take a time out here and be back with Mary Dillinger, who is a member of the Veterans Administration and a vet herself. Her daughter's a vet, mom a vet, my son's grandson's a vet. So we got a lot of talking to do about the good things that are going on. Thanks again. We'll be back with more on a Thursday roundtable right after these words on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and on the web, KQ&A.com.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long. Get Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heat and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles in the Prescott area at 772-2751. Gettles highly trained service techs keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointment and future regrets. Don't settle. Get Gettles High Desert Mechanical in the Prescott area, 772-2751.
Sun Valley Tire wants to thank all who have served the community, veterans and their families, law enforcement, firefighters. With 5-quart synthetic blend oil change for $15, includes tax and disposal, most vehicles. Civilians still get a deal for $20, includes oil, filter, free tire rotation, and free battery check. Veteran-owned and operated by Don Otto, who says, our job is taking care of our neighbors. We just happen to fix cars for a living. Sun Valley Tire and Auto, Highway 69 next to the main post office in Prescott Valley.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our 3 great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Play high-low at Cliff Castle Casino, and you can win a share of over $30,000 in cash and prizes. Earn entries all month and bonus entries on Tuesdays. Drawings start on Sunday, February 24th at 4 p.m. with progressive cash prizes each hour through 9 p.m. At 8 p.m., you can win $5,000 cash, and at 9 p.m., one lucky winner walks away with $10,000 cash. Be one of the 30 winners on February 24th playing high-low. Visit CliffCastleCasino.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Sitting here underneath the umbrella here at the hot tub here. I'm Mary Dillinger from the Prescott VA, Northern Arizona Veterans Administration.
I know. You and DJ every time. Northern Arizona VA healthcare system.
It runs from Flagstaff to Lake Havasu City and everything in between.
It does. We cover 65,000 square miles.
And there you go. So we're not going to waste any more time with that. One of the nice things that's up at the VA now is the Valentines for Veterans. And there are hundreds of Valentines that the kids put together for veterans.
It is. This week is National Salute to Veterans Week. It's always the week of Valentine's Day. Specifically so we can, you know, celebrate Valentine's Day with the veterans and have different events, activities. So local schools, the kids make Valentine's cards. So they send them to the VA, and we use them during this whole week when we have our guests who come. Like, we had our elected officials and some of our congressional staff, and, like, the mayor was there today. So we have different VIPs that come to the hospital to distribute the cards to the veterans. And we have these beautiful cards that these veterans, students write for the veterans. And it's pretty much anything from second grade all the way up. And the cards are just so cute, Chuck. They decorate them and they put hearts on them. And some of them write things like, well, thank you for my freedom. And, you know, thank you for what you do. And they just, you know, it's great that the students, I think, understand and they appreciate the veterans.
Yeah, there's a lot of those cards.
There are so
many. It might have started off as kind of a
It did. It started out small with just, you know, a few schools in Prescott, expanded to Prescott, Prescott Valley, Dewey, Quad City area, and now all of Yavapai County schools participate in this, and we have so many cards, and it's just so great.
That's so nice. You had your town hall Tuesday night. Tell us about that.
Yes, we had our town hall at the Prescott Valley Library. It's the first time we had one at that library.
Prescott Valley Library, it's
a beautiful place, and we have a monthly outreach event there. So we decided for this month's outreach event to make it the town hall and see how it goes. Went so well. It was very well received. The veterans, about 26 veterans came. They were really receptive. They were happy to be there. A lot of them were complimenting the care that they're receiving at the VA and how well we're treating them and the fact that we're having a town hall there to listen to them. It went really, really well, Chuck.
And you have those fairly regularly, and you move them around over your 65,000 square miles.
We do. Like, the next one's March 26th in Kingman. So, yes, we have to spread it around so we can get our veterans that are out there all over.
One of the things before, and I don't want to wrap up with this, so I'm going to mention it now. If you're listening and you are a veteran or someone in your family is a veteran, or, you know, if you have some questions, Mary is the person that will, you'll get them to the right people.
Absolutely.
And how do they contact Mary Dillinger?
Yes. So if you, maybe you're driving, so you can't write a number down, that's fine. If you call the main number and you just say, I heard some woman on the radio, the operator knows it's me, I assure you, and the operators at the VA will just put you through to me. But if you can write my number down, I have a direct line at the hospital, and it is 717-7587. And that's anything. I'm not the subject matter expert by any means, but I can get you
get to
the subject matter expert to answer whatever questions you might have. Yes.
And as you and I have mentioned before, the veterans in our listening area are enormous. They're enormous in numbers that it's pretty hard not to touch, at least within a third segment of a family.
Oh, my God. I honestly can say I haven't traveled anywhere since I've moved out here in 2014. I have not traveled anywhere where I did not run into a veteran somewhere, whether it was at Fry's, it was, you know, out and about anywhere, whether it's a veteran.
And I wear my hat sometimes, you know, and people say, thank you for your service.
Yes, it's true. Yes. I have my Army all over my Jeep, and I just got gas yesterday, and a gentleman saw the Army stuff, and he said, are you the veteran? I said, yes, I am. He said, well, thank you. So, well, thank you for your support.
And it happens a lot. I think it's
a lot of support. A lot of veterans in the community, but
sure,
a lot of support from the community to our veterans also.
You have a couple things that are going on electronically. Tell us about your TV show and about your message board.
Okay, so one, we have the new VA channel. We're the only VA that has our own channel. So if you have Cable One at home, Channel 65 is a VA channel. And it's broadcast out of Prescott Media Center, and it's just It's all nonprofit and by donations, and we're hoping to expand the channel to the point where we can just send everybody a link and there's the channel live. But if you get a chance to go look, there's all kinds of things on the channel let you know about things for the veterans in the community. And it's not just VA. It's everything for veterans in the community, any and everything, all kinds of resources. And then if you come by the hospital, our electronic marquee, which is the, you know, nice little sign that was on the left-hand side when you were coming on station, it is up and running now and fixed, and we're so happy. So you can see the new electronic marquee on station. And a lot of people are noticing this week, because as I said, it's National Salute to Veterans Week, and we had the Creative Arts Festival at the hospital in the theater. So we had a lot of visitors. So a lot of people were complimenting me and saying, Mary, I saw the marquee. It's up and running. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
The Creative Arts Festival, though, it's still going on. People can still go tomorrow as well. It's open tomorrow from 9 to 12, and then when it ends at 12, that's when we're going to do the award ceremony for all of the veterans that participate. It's amazing. It's 128 pieces of art. You really should stop by the theater, Building 15, sometime tomorrow and take a look at it.
And that's free.
Of course it's free, yes.
And one of the other things that people could plan on is to take a tour of the museum.
Oh, my gosh. Our museum is amazing. It's open Thursday to Saturday, and that's free, of course, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And they can also go over and see our historical wall, which they just go into the main hospital.
Well, tell me about that.
The historical wall is in the Miracle Mile hallway. It's seven panels that all history about the VA. I was one of the people on the project, myself and a coworker of mine who's now since retired. And it's, you just go into the entrance by the flagpole, and as soon as you walk in, just go straight. You're literally just going to run into the hallway that leads you down the Miracle Mile hallway, and the seven panels are there. There's history of VA, women's history, just everything you can imagine there to just this lets you know about the VA and what the services we offer. And it talks about Bob Stump. Everything's on there. It's beautiful.
Thank you for your service, Mary.
Thank you for yours, Jack.
If you folks have any questions, you want to learn more, call Mary Dillinger. Her phone number is
717-7587.
That's going to wrap things up for this edition of the Thursday Roundtable. See you next week. You're listening to KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, Chino Valley, and around the world in other great cities on KQ&A.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.